Namaste, my dears. Hello. Welcome to episode 79 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly Connor Sunrose, and today I have a full-length yin yoga class to share with you, sort of musing on the change of seasons that is so beautifully with us right now. I do hope you enjoy it. I'm doing a little experimentation with some audio editing, so you should be able to skip through tracks here on this. Try it out and let me know if it works. As always, thanks for your support. Thanks for reading, for watching, for listening. Please do visit sunroseyoga.com for photos and videos and so much more. Also, don't forget to connect. I would love to work with you via Skype or FaceTime on anything you are being challenged with right now in your practice. So please get in touch. Thank you. Namaste.
Ah, so welcome to Yin. I'm Kelly. It's so good to have each and every one of you here tonight. I love this season turning time. It seems like, for me at least, no matter which turn it is, it's always this wonderful feeling like being on the precipice of something new and wonderful. And in fall, that precipice, that cusp, is sort of the newness is actually letting go. Letting go of this abundance of spring and summer, this abundance of September in the Northwest. Oh, we're so fortunate here. And so tonight, in honor of the equinox, I thought we could sort of do some things to really bring us to a place of balance. Really be happy in our spine, be happy in our hips, be happy and balanced and content in the spaces between our toes and behind our ears. Things are always changing. Sometimes that's hard, sometimes it's easy. It just feels good to be here with all of you. So let's make our way to a luminous seat, a seat that is easy for you to feel comfortable in for the next few breaths. And I encourage you to take some time and take some movement to find what that means, a luminous seat that is easy for the next few breaths. Don't be shy. And once you think you have it, let's begin a little bit of that letting go that we'll do this fall, this autumn. Let's let go in the feet, let go in the knees, let go in the hips. Really settle in to the sitting bones. And even while you're letting go, becoming more soft in some parts of the body, begin to Connect with the length of your spine. Feeling anchored at the very base or root of your spine. Lengthening the low, the mid, the upper back. Lengthening the back of your neck. And beyond the crown of the head. And then bring the palms together at your heart. Feel that balance of effort and ease in each of your palms. Feel that balance of effort and ease in your arms and in your shoulders. And then if it feels okay to do so, begin to sow the seeds of an intention, sankalpa. It could be just for tonight. It could be for this next season. It could be for this day forward. What do you want to do next? And bring that into your heart. Bring that into your being. And with your next breath out, bow to your heart. Bow to your intention. Honoring both. We'll slowly release the hands and begin to lift the face and the focus. Now for our first shape or pose tonight, I thought that we could practice butterfly with a little bit of a twist. So we'll bring the soles of the feet together. You might want your booty elevated on a blanket. So we'll bring the soles of the feet together, making sure that there's a comfortable distance between your heels and your pelvis. And tonight let's practice making our toes into a zipper. So you'll have to help your toes. We're just going to sort of stick one toe between the next, almost like you're holding your, like as though you were holding your hands in a romantic fashion with your toes, if that makes sense. Good. And so once you zipper your toes, does it not feel great? Yeah. If it feels like you could use some support underneath your knees, feel free to put your blocks underneath your knees. From here, we'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, feel as though your heart were being drawn across the rooms. We're just sort of hinging from our hips. But when you first begin to feel tension, I feel it sort of in the inner thigh area, pause there and create a structure, either with your arms or with your props, maybe propping your forehead up with a block or a bolster. And then we'll let the head become heavy. We'll let the chest become heavy. We'll let the belly become heavy. And we'll just soften and soften and soften. And we'll just fall and fall and fall. There's nowhere you need to get to. You're there. And so it's helpful in yin yoga, as we're holding these postures for a prolonged period of time, like each of the seasons, not forever. It's helpful to begin by scanning the body, noticing what you feel in each and every part of the body. And you might notice some parts of your body feel tight. Some parts of your body don't feel tight. And both of those things are okay. And both of those things are the way they are for different reasons. And when you get right down to it, it doesn't really matter. And you might notice, as you're scanning your body and you're noticing how things feel, that your mind wants to chime in and tell you stories about the way things are in your body and why things are the way they are. And your mind might try to make you feel good or bad. And both of those things are just fine. That's what the mind does. It tells us stories. The best we can do is to not let ourselves get worked up by those stories. They'll come and they'll go. And that's okay. Now, from time to time, in yin yoga, I offer up physical adjustments. And these aren't intended to correct you in any way. They're not intended to make you feel like you're doing something wrong. They're intended to enhance your experience in the posture. But if you would prefer not to be touched, if you could just wiggle or wave your fingers at me so that I will know not to do that, to honor your sovereignty, your bodily autonomy. And when it's time to move out of a pose slowly, in this class tonight, I will ring the tingsha bells. And when you hear the bells, just take the next 4 or 5 breaths to move out of the shape, nice and slow. Nice and easy. And once you are out, it is a free-for-all. Do what is calling you. Do whatever pose feels right. Maybe you'll feel like a fish. Maybe you'll feel like a downward dog or an upward dog. Maybe you will feel like a handstand, really to sort of shake things up and move it all around. Maybe you will feel like my favorite pose, Shavasana. This practice is about you. This practice is for you. Let yourself listen so deeply to what calls you and move in that way. Now for our next shape, we will be moving towards what we call in yin yoga, the dragonfly, which is on our seat with legs wide. And if you, like me, find it to be a challenge to sit with your legs like this, without sort of slumping back like that, I might be exaggerating, I might not be. You can guess. If you find this just to be a challenge, and you really feel it through the tops of your thighs, I suggest sitting up on a blanket and then scooching all the way forward so that if you were to scooch just even a centimeter farther forward, your butt would fall right onto the floor. Good, now our kneecaps and our toes are facing the sky. And you might want the rest of your props close by. Just to kind of. And let's just begin by coming to a tall seat. Really lengthening your body. Feeling your thighs anchor into the earth. And we'll take in a full, beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, turn to face your right kneecap. And let's get long again. Inhale and lengthen the spine. Feel both of your sitting bones connecting to the earth. And as you exhale, again, begin to hinge from the hip. Imagine your heart were being drawn across the room. Your left sitting bone is still anchored. And when you feel tension or you know you've reached your edge, then set up your structure. Maybe support your forearms or your elbows with your blocks and begin to let the spine round. Let the head become heavy. Let the chest become heavy. Let the belly become heavy. And once you have that shape, see if you can let go just a little bit more through your left hip. That just reminded me of the very first poem I want to share with you. I'm reading from the selected poems of May Sarton tonight. and I have some autumn sonnets to share with you as we sort of settle in to this space. If I can let you go as trees let go their leaves, so casually, one by one, if I can come to know what they do know, that fall is the release, the consummation, then fear of time and the uncertain fruit would not distemper the great lucid skies this strangest autumn, mellow and acute. If I can take the dark with open eyes and call it seasonal, not harsh or strange, for love itself may need a time of sleep, and tree-like stand unmoved before the change, lose what I lose to keep what I can keep, the strong root still alive under the snow. Love will endure if I can let you go. In your body, notice if you're holding somewhere. If you're protecting something by clenching, by tightening or knotting, and begin to send first your thoughts there. Then your breath. And in your thoughts and in your breath, see if you can, with the exhalation, say and feel in your body, let go. Let go. Let go. And take your time to come out slowly. Move your body in any way that feels right. Notice any differences you feel between the right and left hemisphere of your body. And then as you're ready, come back to that wide legged seat. And again, sort of find what roots you, what anchors you to the earth, in the thighs, in the calves, in the heels, the base of the spine. And then connect with the length of your spine. And on an exhalation, turn to face your left kneecap. And as you inhale, lengthen again. And as you exhale, feel as though your heart were being guided out past your toes, anchoring your right booty cheek. And then when you feel tension, when you feel your first edge, settle in. Create a structure where you can be supported by your bones. Supported so that you can release your face, release the crown of the head, release through the chest and the shoulders, release through the belly and the hips. Just begin to let go, let go, let go. It feels right to support your forehead by your hands or with your bolster or your block. Do that. It feels good. Feels good to let the head hang. Do that. And then begin that process of scanning your body, of noticing what you feel. What you feel in your feet, in your legs. In your belly. And once you've scanned the body, scan your mind. Just notice thoughts as they drift in. Notice thoughts as they drift out. And again, move your body. Before we move into full on forward folding dragonfly, you might want to make sure that you have bolster and blocks within reach so that you can really get juicy in this next fold. Really be supported and let your head be supported, let your chest be supported. We'll take the legs a comfortable distance. And lengthen your spine. As you exhale, just feel as though your heart were being, again, drawn across the room. And when you begin to feel that edge, I feel it in my hamstrings. You might feel it somewhere else, but that's where I feel it. Begin to round. Support yourself either by bringing your hands to the earth or your elbows to your bolster, or bringing your head to your hands. And just letting yourself become heavy. Let your head become heavy. Let your chest become heavy. And let your belly become heavy. Let yourself fall and fall and fall. Knowing that things change. Begin to sort of notice now what you feel between your toes. What you feel at the backs of your ankles. What you feel behind your knees. What you feel behind your ears. Thank you. listen to your body. Move in a way that supports you today, right now. Every breath, every pose, every moment we experience things anew because it is new. It is different. The world has changed and we have changed. Yourself feel free to be sensitive to that. When you work with your body to try new things, what works for you in this moment in time is what works, period. And so our next shape will be the dragon. You may wish to place a blanket underneath your knees before you come to all fours. And you may wish to have blocks or blocks plus bolster within your reach. And we'll begin just by placing the hands a little bit closer together than shoulder width. And slowly step your right foot to the outside edge of your right hand. Help it along the way if it would like help. And just take a minute to make sure that your knee is right over top of your ankle. And by that I mean sometimes the knee wants to be sort of in first place. It wants to be out over the toes. And over time you can just create some damage through your ankle and ankle flexion. And so we want knee right over top of ankle. And then you might want to tuck your left toes under just a touch and move your left knee back in space. Just lift the knee up and scooch it back so you get a little more through that right booty. Now you might be feeling like you'd like your hands up on your block. And if that's you, feel free. We'll find some length in the spine. Lengthen your spine from the base all the way beyond the crown of the head. And as you exhale, feel your heart softening toward the earth. And we'll begin by keeping the length of the spine until you find that place where you feel your edge. I feel it in my seat, in my the place where my hamstring and my booty meet. You might feel it there. You might feel it somewhere else. And once you find that place where you first feel resistance, soften. Let your head become heavy. Let your chest become heavy. Let your belly become heavy. You might find it nice to support your head in your hands or to rest your head on your bolster or on your block. Once you get comfortable with the shape you're creating here, if it feels okay, untuck your back shoulder. Then we begin that process of softening, of becoming aware of where you might feel tension in your body, and breathing into that space, breathing around that space. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch even just the teeniest, tiniest bit of tension dissolve. And you might even say to yourself as you exhale, dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. Take this opportunity to become a connoisseur, an expert in all of the sensations that you feel when you breathe. You might notice the path your breath takes as it moves into your body, around your body, and out of your body. Move your body. And as you're ready, make your way back to hands and knees. And the wonderful thing about these places where we get to do two sides is we can use all of that information that we gathered on side one. What works, what didn't work, whether you need more or need less. Use that. And we'll bring the hands a little bit closer together, opening them to your blocks. And we'll slowly step the left foot forward next to your left hand. And take a minute to settle in here. You might notice it feels good to scooch your left foot out to the left a little bit and turn the toes out 45 degrees. You might notice that it feels good to tuck your right toes under and move that right knee back to come a little more deeply into the back of your left leg and into the front of your right leg. And then we'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Beautiful, glorious spine. And as you exhale, soften the heart toward the earth. And when you find that edge, find where you know you're meant to spend some time tonight. Let yourself begin to soften. And let your head be soft. Let your chest be soft. And let your belly be soft. And notice what you feel. Notice where sensation is strong. Notice where things appear to flow. Spaces between the ribs. And so I thought that we could spend some time upside down, in a manner of speaking, as we have lots of different options. So I'll do a short demonstration of each of those options. The first being snail, yin yoga's version of halasana or plow, where we have an intentionally rounded spine, deeply bent knees, and we support our back with our hands. Or you can cross your feet and cross your hands over your feet. Just like a little snail. Our second option is legs up the wall, which you can either practice in the middle of the room with blocks underneath your seat to come into this. You would just lift the bum and extend the legs. This is a little more active than traditional legs up the wall. If you're looking for just the juiciest thing you can get a hold of, then do actual legs up the wall, where you squat, roll onto your back, and sort of cozy your backside up to the wall, and take whatever arm position feels right. Every single wall is available. If you would like legs up the wall, you can use the pink wall, the magic wall. I'm also available to talk each and every one of you into a snail if you're interested in going into it for the first time. Or if none of this seems right, wave at me, and I actually have another inversion too. But I just feel like we can't have 12 options. Does everyone feel like there's something for them? And so our inversions, these poses where our feet or our hearts are over our head, they give us a new perspective. We see the world differently in a very obvious way. And it can help us shift our perspective energetically as well. Sometimes that's just one of the most wonderful things about the change of the season, and letting go of something that just wasn't working the last season. Remember always,
come out slowly. If you're in snail, you may wish to bring your palms to the floor and roll down slowly. And then sort of reacclimate to being right side up in a way that is at once logical for your body and intuitive. You just sense or feel that it is right. And before we come all the way down to the floor for the remainder of our time together, let's make our way back to a comfortable seat. And just bring our hands to your knees. And just work with the breath. With your inhalations, we'll just arch the back and gaze up. And as you breathe out, round your spine, look at your belly. And let your breath set the pace here, just inhaling and arching. And exhale, rounding. Sort of very subtly, very, very gently reintegrating the spine. Releasing any potential tension in the neck and the cervical spine. But in a very subtle way. Few more breaths, just like this. Maybe letting your movements become smaller with each breath. To the floor, onto the back. We'll extend the arms up overhead, just making the body as long as possible. And you may wish to clasp your hands, or you may wish to hold onto opposite elbows with your hands, or do something else altogether. Maybe you press your palms together. Do what feels right here. And we're going to anchor the hips, anchor the low back, and then we're going to make sort of a curve with our body, beginning toward the right, beginning with the upper body. Curve your upper body all the way to the right, just like you were bending at your waist to the right. And then keeping your hips where they are, we're going to move the legs to the right as well, so that you're just sort of turning your body into a banana shape. And you should feel this really nicely through your left ribs. Once you have that shape, see if you can relax through the legs, relax through the hips, relax the shoulders. You might also feel like crossing one leg up and over top of the other at your ankle. Sometimes it's nice to cross the left ankle over the right. That'll give you one sensation. And crossing the right ankle over top of the left will give you a different sensation. And if you've crossed at your ankles, slowly uncross the legs. And on an inhalation, slowly begin to bring yourself back to the center. And move your body. And then as you're ready, we'll begin to move in the opposite direction. Begin by becoming long on the floor. And then anchoring the hips, anchoring the seat. Begin to curve your upper body to the right, or excuse me, to the left. And then anchoring in the hips, begin to curve the lower body to the left, so that you look like a banana. And then if you're working with a crossed leg, cross at the ankle. And if you're working with crossed legs, slowly begin to uncross them. And slowly begin to come back to the center. And to make any last movements that would just feel delicious. Begin the path to towards your pose of final rest, using whatever support you would like. Letting your body come to a place of little muscle. A place of total support. Free to let go. Begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Notice where your body makes contact with the earth. Begin to enjoy deeper breaths. And notice how, as you breathe more deeply, the body may feel compelled to move a little bit. Maybe in the fingers, maybe in the toes. You might notice the back of your neck lengthen just a little bit. And let those movements become a little more intentional. Maybe drawing your knees slowly toward your chest. And rocking from side to side. And letting that rocking carry you over to your favorite side. And just take a few moments, just curled up here. Let whatever you are feeling just kind of rise up to the surface of your being. It's almost at your skin level. And then allow your thoughts to travel to someone or some group of people anywhere in space, anywhere in time, who could use a little bit of what you're feeling right now. And if it feels okay to do so, just send a little bit of that feeling to that person or that group of people. And then as you're ready, take your time to make your way back to a seat. Moving slowly. Moving in a way that honors your body. That honors the space you're in right now. And then we'll bring the hands to to the heart, either in Anjali Mudra with palms together, or just palm over palm on your heart. I thought we could conclude tonight by chanting one big, beautiful Om all together. We'll take a full cycle of breath before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. So much for sharing your practice with us, with this space, and with the world. I wish you peace on your path until we meet again, and always, namaste.
Namaste.